Let's get into Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin as we continue discussing the Churban Beis HaMikdash and the warnings. And this Perek also has a lot of messages for us. Ad Hayom Hazeh continues HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yirmiyahu and says Hadavar Hasher Hayal Yirmiyahu Meitz Hashem Lemar. This Nevuah happened to Yirmiyahu. We don't have this introduction by the other Prakim because this is in a specific spot. Where does this Nevuah take place? Amod b'shar beis Hashem, stand in the shar of the beis Hashem. Go stand at the gates of the beis Hamikdash. V'karasa Hashem b'sadavar hazeh, and tell them this nevuah, because this nevuah is all about what you're doing in the beis Hamikdash is meaningless. I don't care about all of the karbanos. I don't care about all the avoda if what you're doing is rishus. I don't care. So stand there at the door of the beis Hamikdash when everybody comes in and tell them that that's not the what I'm interested in. V'amarta shimu dvar Hashem, call Yehuda ba'im b'shar ma'ela. All of you that come in to this gate, Radak says it's the eastern gate, the Shahar Mizrahi, right? All of this, Hashem is not interested in all of this. Says the Malbim, right here. Amod, stand there. All those that come in to Lishtachavos, V'choshvim, ki akarbanos v'heishtachavaya hu ikar hamaisa hanirtsa. Tell them, no, it's not the coming. That's just maisim tovim. It has no, that's just an external expression of love. But if you don't have the internal, then it's meaningless, says Yirmiyahu. Ko amar shem tzvakos elokei Yisrael, heitivu darkechem umal aleichem. Make your actions better, make your ways better. V'ashachna eschem b'makom hazeh, and then I will rest my Shechina there. The Radak says maybe there was even a little hope still that it won't be the Galus. I'll rest my Shechina there. Meaning, if we do tshuva, we won't have to leave. Al tiftechu lachem el divrei hasheker lemar. Don't trust the divrei sheker that you hear. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem hema. Triple lashon of Heichal Hashem. What exactly does this mean? A lot to mention. What's the third lashon? So some say it means that it means Heichal Hashem. It's always going to be here. Hashem's Heichal. Hashem's Heichal. What? Our actions. This is the Beis Hamikdash. This is God's house. It's not going to be here one day. They didn't believe it. The Gemara in Nazir Daf Lamed Beis says that these three lashonos are referring to the three Batei Mikdash, the three Batei Mikdash, and the Netziv says there in the Merom Sada that there was a Mesorah, that there were going to be three Batei Mikdash. So they said, look, new, so this one will be destroyed. Okay, so we'll get another one in a couple of years. Mekubal hayalahem, says the Netziv, sheyicharev beis HaMikdash rishon v'gam sheni. Ve'einaf gemina batavas maseim. They said, so what good is it? It's going to be destroyed anyway. So what good are our actions? And that's what the Navi's telling them. No, it's totally on your actions. Ah, you've heard that Mesorah? Hashem will answer that kasha. V'im yetivu darkechem ishkenu lavetach. V'kabala zuayekemo kolinyin yediyo b'chi. There's the Yediyah, there's Bechira. Hashem knows. This is supposed to happen. That's supposed to happen. That's what they say. Mashiach, the Gemara says that Mashiach can't come on a Friday or a Shabbos, v'chulu. But we say on Imamin, the Afal Pishi is Mameya every second. So, you know what? Let him come and then we'll ask Mashiach. Teku, we'll ask that. But let him just come. So here too. Hayim kubalim, sheshlosho hechalos heima. There'll be three. V'kivin sheyigia eat eis omelehi charev, yecharev. And therefore, that's why they had that attitude which Yirmiyahu was trying to undo. What else? The Malbim says that maybe the answer is that they think, oh, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem. The Heichal Hashem is the Heichal Hashem, the first two. So nothing to do with us. Yirmiyahu says, Heichal Hashem, Hema, they, meaning you or your actions, they're the ones that determine. Heichal Hashem, Hema, says the Malbim, it's not about anything inherent that has divine sanctity. No, it's about what you do. Ratzalomar, darkechem umalalechem atovim. Kubahaniskar b'kasev hakodem. Hem heichal Hashem. V'yoyodem mishkat shav hakodesh. Rebbe shachanti b'socham. The ultimate shechina is not based on place of rocks and wood, but it's based on you. The Meshech Chachma also uses this pasuk in that way, the same way that the Malbim, his contemporary, used it in Parshas Yisro, where the pasuk says, "V'higbalta es ha'am," says the Meshech Chachma, the Am itself was the Gvul. The Kvod Hashem is going to be shining onto Am Yisrael up until them, and they will be the Gvul. V'higbalta es ha'am, make the Am the Gvul, saviv lemar. And because of that, they retain Kedusha forever and ever. And because of that, they retain Kedusha forever and ever. Kenishar Kedushasan La'olam, it's forever. And he says, and that's why the pasuk says Vashachanti Besocham, and that's in Truma, and that's why it says right here Heichal Hashem Hema. They are the Heichal Hashem, not the mountain. The mountain doesn't have kedusha forever, but they are. Says the Meshech Chachma, and he doesn't refer to it, I don't think, but he said the same idea later on in Parshas Vayakel. Parshas Vayakel, where he has the amazing suggestion that we know that Meleches HaMishkan was not Doche Shabbos. That's why the switch of the order. Suggests the Meshech Chachma, maybe before Cheta Egel, it would have been Doche Shabbos. Only after Cheta Egel, it is not Doche Shabbos. V'yitachin de'ba'avodah hutra Shabbos, mishun de'b'mishkan halo shorah kavod ha'shchina mitzuyasham. Right, in the Mishkan, once you have a Mishkan, the avodah is Doche Shabbos, because you have Ashuras HaShchina there. But after the Egel, we don't have the Shechina yet, and therefore, it cannot be Doche Shabbos. What about before the Cheta Egel? Then the Shechina was in us. The Shechina was there was already Hashras Hashchina beforehand, and therefore would have been different. Kodem Shalsu Bnei Yisrael Se'egel Halohaya Hatznai B'chol Makom Asher Asker Shemi B'Shechina Yisashara B'Yisrael Shelo Be'emso Yos Hamishkan Raku Haya Makom Yuchad La'Avoda U'Hashras Hashchina Oz Haya Binyan Hamishkan Ke'echad Miprati Tzorach Avoda Acharei Binyan Hamishkan Acharei Egel. And therefore, it would have been Doche Shabbos. After they were sinned, so then they lost that status. But again, the idea that Bnei Yisrael themselves were sanctified. The Radak says maybe the three Heichals refer to the three parts of the Mikdash. Ulam, Heichal, and Dvir. But either way, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says to them, you know, bake your bais better. The Beis HaMikdash is not going to be here forever. Kiyim teitiv teitivu. Es darchechem es malalechem. If you do better, you'll see the results of it. Im asu tasu mishpat. Bein ishu bein re'ehu. If you do it, do tshuva. Bein adam lamachum, adam lachaveiro. Ger yasom amana. Lo tashoku v'dam naki al tishmichu b'makom hazeh. Right, make sure that you take care of those who are very susceptible and able to be taken advantage of, the orphans and the widows and the converts, and don't spill blood in this place. What's the emphasis in this place? Some say it's referring to the blood that was spilled in this place. And he's saying, make sure it doesn't happen again. The blood of Zechariah, Zechariah Navi, Yoash killed Zechariah. The Gemara, right, we had it in Gittin and Sanhedrin, that the Zivuzradon comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the blood boiling, Gittin Daf Nun Zayin. And he asks, what blood is this? And they say it's animals, and he tested it. It wasn't. He knew it was human blood, and he finds out it's from Navi Zechariah, which that story of the murder is not told in Malachim, but it is told in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim, the story is told of the murder that takes place. Then Divrei Hayamim Beis Perachav Dalid. Vayuruch Elokim Lafsha et Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKohen. Vayamon me'alam. Vayomer lohem. Komar Elokim. Lomatem over mitzvah Hashem v'lo tatzlichu. Ki azavtem es Hashem v'yazov eschem. He's going to leave you. Vayikshiru aylova yirgemuhu even b'mitzvahs hamelech b'chatzar beis Hashem. Right at the behest of the king, he is killed. V'lo zachar yoash hamelech hachesed asher asa Yehoyada aviv imo v'yaragas b'no ukemosa amayir Hashem yidusha v'yosh was saved by the Kohen Gadol, though his father Yehoyada. And yet he tells them to kill him, and that's what Yirmiyahu is saying. You have to stop that. Continuing, it could be great. I will put my Shechina here. But you're not listening. You're just trusting Sheker and Haganov Ratzoach Vinaof. You think people who murder and steal and commit adultery and swear falsely, all the terrible sins, and then you're going to come to the Mikdash and bring a karban, and all is going to be good. I'm good, I'm saved. You think you can do whatever you want and be terrible and disgusting and then just come to the Beis HaMikdash or come to the shul and say it's all done? Hamaras paritzim? Is this Beis HaMikdash, is it a cave to hide out from, not to be caught? Ashenikra shmi alav beinechem? Gam anochi inei reisi no mashem. I see everything. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know what you're doing. Don't try to hide. And then, says Yirmiyahu, a new idea, which we haven't had yet. He said in the last parak, you know, think about history. But now, specifically, Kiluchuna el makomi asher b'shilo. You think my house can ever be destroyed? Go look at Shiloh. The Mishkan was there for 369 years. They thought that was going to be permanent. They thought they would stay there forever. right? They even built where we know the Mishkan and Shiloh, the little combination. We know the Beis HaMikdash was permanent. The Mishkan was temporary. Shiloh was a little in the middle. It had stone walls. Didn't have to crush them. Stone walls, but it didn't have a roof. Ohayo Latikra, the Mishnah says at the end of Zvachim, didn't have a roof because it could have been potentially. Maybe it could have lasted, but ultimately it was destroyed. We don't have explicitly in the Navi that Shiloh was destroyed. We just know it wasn't used anymore because the Aron was taken by the Plishtim. But we have here a reference. Go look at what happened in Shiloh, which sounds like it was destroyed. We have it later on also in Parachavav, Pasig Tes. Maduani Besa B'Shem Hashem Leimar, Kishiloh Yiyabayis Hazeh, V'Hayirazos, Techrav, Me'en Yoshev. Just like Shiloh is going to be destroyed. So we have these references that Shiloh was destroyed. There's archaeological evidence near Shiloh that there was a great fire there. But either way, there was seems to be a Churban. In the Kinos on Tisha B'Av, we also talk about the Churban of Shiloh. Rav Soloveitchik writes about this in a Sefer on Tisha B'Av, on the Kinos. He says Shiloh was spoken about. The destruction of Shiloh was actually one of the great destructions that took place in Eretz Yisrael. It was so significant that even during Bayis Sheni, they remember the sin that led to its destruction. And if they wouldn't have sinned, it could be that that could have been the Beis HaMikdash. That could have. Shiloh was half house, half tent, and called an Oel and called a Bayit. But if Bnei Yisrael would have merited, that could have been. Hashem says it was up to you. If you want, Shiloh will be the final place. Redemption will be completed. It will no longer be an exile, no longer a korban. We were not Zocha, and therefore we lost it. But no, Yirmiyahu says, remember Shiloh? Shiloh was destroyed. Don't think I can't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. L'chuna makami again, let's read it. Asher b'Shiloh. Asher shikanti shmisham barishona. U're'u es asher asisi lo. Look what I did to it. Mibnei ra'as ami Yisrael. Because of the evil actions. V'yata yanas oschem es kol amasam ha'elonu Hashem. And if you continue, these actions. V'adaber aleichem. Hashkim v'daber. V'lo shematim. I said Nevi'im. They talk to you over and over again. V'yasisi labayis asher nikra shmi alav. Asher etem botchim bo, v'lamakom asher nasati lechem lavoseichem, kasher asisi l'shilo. I will do the same thing that happened to Shiloh to this Mikdash. So it's a visual aid. You see over there the destruction? That's going to happen. And that's supposed to shake them up. V'shlachti eschem me'alpanai. I will throw you out, kasher shlachti es kol acheichem, like I sent out your brothers, right? The 10 tribes, aseres hashvatim, kol zera Ephraim. As we know, the some of the kings, at least from Malchi Yisrael, they were known as Ephraim. V'yata, now Hashem turns to Yirmiyahu and says, don't daven for these people. It's not up to your prayers, right? It's up to their actions. Al tispalel ba'adam hazeh. Right? This is not like the time when Hashem says to Moshe, don't daven, because there, they really wanted to do tshuva, and Moshe was on their side. Here, they're not doing tshuva. Al tispalel ba'adam hazeh, v'yaltisa ba'adam rina v'tfilav. Al tifkabi, don't. Ki eineni Shubeya otach. That phrase is not added by Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm not listening. Ha'in charoe mahim osim ba'arei Yehuda v'chutzot Yerushalayim. Don't you see what they're doing, Yirmiyahu? Habanim malaktim eitzim. They have the whole family involved in serving the Avodah Zarah. But the kids go out, gather wood. V'ha'avos mevarim ma'se'esh. V'anashim lashos batzek. Lasos kavanim umleches ha'shamayim. They make presents and dough and cakes for the Malchus HaShemayim, that could mean the sun, Vaseich Nesachim, and they get wine libations, right, the Sura Sion says that's the Shemesh, right, the king, they're serving the sun, Vaseich Nesachim, La'elohim Achirim, Kalan HaChiseini, oh, Usiim Achisim, they're getting me angry, Yirmiyo, I'm not going to accept your tefillah. Lochein gomar Hashem Elokim, hinei api v'chamasini teches al hamakom hazeh. My anger is going to come out on these people. Al ha'adam, al ha'behem, al eis ha'sada. Everything's going to be destroyed, like we saw in the last parak. Even the trees. Even the trees are going to be gone. Gomar Hashem, now we get back to the karbanos issue. Gomar Hashem tzvakos elokei Yisrael. And this is the Haftorah for Parshas Tzav, relating to proper karbanos. Olo seichem svu al zivcheichem v'ichlu basar. What does Hashem say? Olos. Why are you bringing me an ola? Just add them onto your ziv zvachim, which means shlamim, and eat. What's the message? Rashi explains, Hashem says, I'm not interested in your karbanos. So you might as well, you know, bring a shlamim where you get to eat some of it. You're bringing an ola where it's totally burned. I don't want it anyway. So you might as well make it as a shlamim where you get some of it. The time of the crow, Rav Kanievsky says, maybe that's why he says dafka here, Elokei Yisrael. Because goyim could only bring olos. A guy is allowed to bring a carbon. But only a carbon ola. So here, where Hashem is saying, forget the ola, just make it into a shlamim. That's why he said, okay, Yisrael, because only a Yisrael can bring the shlamim. V'ichlu basar ki lo dibarti es avoseichem v'lo tzivisim. I didn't command your forefathers b'yomotios ameres b'sram anitad of Egypt al divrei ola v'zavach. I didn't command them about carbonos. I commanded them the following. What do these psukim mean? These are definitional, crucial psukim. What is Yirmiyahu saying? So one shot is, the pashtus probably is that I didn't tell them to bring carbonos without acting properly. The carbonos are a reflection. They add on to the avodah. But carbonos isn't an ikker. Bizman has said, the past 2,000 years, we haven't had carbonos. We still serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what are they bringing carbonos without the ikker, which is the avodah of the mitzvos? That's the simple interpretation. The Radak quotes another couple of pshatim. Number one, he says, I didn't command them at first, meaning Aseres HaDibros don't have carbonos in them, meaning they came later. But the basics, the Aseres HaDibros, what I told them in Mara, it's not here, and that's all you do. Number one. Number two, he says, the carbonos, you're bringing carbonos? There's no chiyuv to bring carbonos on a yachid. All carbonos that have to be brought are chovas hatzibur. When do you have to bring a carbon? If you commit a crime. Chatas and asham. When is there a chiyuv? Maybe a carbon toda, but that's not somewhat unusual. Carbon Pesach is an exception. Carbon Pesach is a chiyuv on kol yachid v'yachid. The Beis Halevi and the Chassam Sofer all write about the uniqueness of carbon Pesach. Unlike other carbonos, writes the Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Beis. Unlike other carbonos, which is about the carbon should be eaten, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if I, the Kohen, eat it. It's about the chefs of the carbon. Carbon Pesach is the only one that is on the Gavra. The Gavra has to eat it. Everybody has to eat a kizayis. But in general, there are no carbonos on a yachid. So Yirmiyahu is saying, I'm not interested in these carbonos. The Rambam, though, uses this pasuk. The Rambam, and a famous Rambam, the Ramban, quotes this Rambam and doesn't like it. Right, the Ramban, at the beginning of Bayikar, quotes the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. He says it in two places, in Chelek Gimel, Siman Lamed Beis, and Memvav, that carbonos are all about anti-Avodah Zarah. To wean B'nai Yisrael from Avodah Zarah. It's not a matara rishona, in the language of the Rambam, translated from the Arabic, but your matara shniya, says the Rambam. The Rambam quotes three psukim. He quotes from Shmuel when he says to Shaul, "Hachafetz Hashem ba'olos v'zvachim kishmoa b'kol Hashem." You think Hashem wants your kabanas? He wants you to listen to him. Yishayahu, "Lama li rov zivchechem yomar Hashem." Yishayahu says in the first parak, and then Yirmiyahu arpasik. I didn't tell your forefathers to bring kabanas. Asks the Rambam, "Heich yomar Yirmiyahu b'shem Hashem shlo tzivanu b'divrei olav zevach." Very rov mitzvos lo bo el b'kach. There are so many mitzvos related to kabanos. So he says, Kachu Omer, ki amatara harishona, eina ela shetasiguni, velo tavdu zulasi. The ultimate purpose is to serve me. Sometimes karbanos are needed so that you don't serve Avodah Zarah. But ultimately it's to serve me. It's a means rather than an end. And the Ramban is very upset about this, but one of the psukim that he uses is our pasuk. We just gave other pshatim to the pasuk, but the Ramban is very upset, as is known. He says, what do you mean? Adam brought karbanos, and Noach brought karbanos, and all the others brought karbanos. They were not connected to Avodah Zarah at all. So you see, there's certain magical elements to karbanos separate from the elements of Avodah Zarah. The Meshech Chachmin, the Hagdama to Vayikra, tries to make Shalom. Maybe the Rambam is right on Abama, and the Ramban is right in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't sound that way from each of their Shitos, but he tries to say that maybe that is a way to make Shalom between the two Shitos. But anyway, back to the Musar. So Yirmiyahu says, B'Shem Hashem, I don't want your karbanos. You just don't listen to me. Chav Dalad. V'lo shama v'lo hitu asazam. They don't listen to my ear. V'liyecha b'mo etzos b'shribus libam hara. They just follow their own heart. L'min ayom asher yato avoseichem. From the day they went out of Egypt. The Radak says, really? Everybody's been evil? So it means in every generation there were people that violated. Or the Mesudas David says, it's gotten worse and worse. V'lo shamu elai chavav. V'lo hitu asazam. They don't turn their ear. They act brazen. And they don't listen and they're going to get it. Skip a couple of psukim chavtes. Gazi nizreich vashlichi. Cut out your hair and throw it down. Usi al shafayim kina and start crying out a kina. Pashas, what does that mean? means be in mourning. So Inaz Gazinaz Rech. The Das Mikra quotes an idea, maybe this is a continuation. We know the hair of a Nazir is thrown under the pot of the Shlamim as part of the Avoda. So again, he says, take your hair and throw it in the garbage. And I don't need that hair. Ki ma'as Hashem, v'yitoshes dor evraso. You've hated Hashem, Hashem doesn't want you. Ki yasu b'nei Yehuda hara b'inayinu Hashem. Somu shikutseihem, there's Avoda Zara put into the Beis HaMikdash. And here comes Lamed Aleph. Ubanu bamos hatofes. They have built bamos to the tofes. Asher begay ben Hinom. In Gabe, in the valley of Hinom. Lisrofes b'neim esbrosayim ba'ish. To burn their children in fire. What's the tofes? The tofes is the large structure that was used in the Avodah Zarah of the Molech. What was the Molech? A huge structure with hands, so to speak, like a cow coming out with the hands. They used to heat up the, Rashi explains this here in the Ramban al Torah, they used to heat up, burning hot, this metal statue, and then they used to put their children onto the hands, obviously screaming, burning, unfathomable pain, and while the babies were screaming, the priests of the Molech played the flute, played instruments. That's the tof. The tof is to drown out any of the screams of the children. This was part of the Avodah Zarah of the Molech. The major machlokas we shown him between the Rambam and the Ramban and Rashi, the Sefer HaChinuch summarizes this machlokas, whether the children actually died when they were passed through Molech or on this, or they were just suffered severely, but they didn't kill them. That's a different... The one of the rais is that the Gemara talks about if somebody passes themselves through Molech Alei Chayei Misa. Well, if they died during Molech, then how can he be Chayei Misa or not? That's one of the rais that is brought from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But either way, the Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Ches summarizes all of this, and he talks about the unusual halacha of Molech, that one is only Chayei Misa for Molech if one gives some of his children. If one gives all of his children, then he's not Chayei. There he shot them given, the Sefer Chinuch says, because the whole point was the Komrim said, you give some of your children, then the rest of your children have great Hatzlacha. So giving all your children, you're obviously just not listening. That's not the normal way. Or the Smag says, the Marsha quotes this Smag on that Gemara, that if somebody gives all their children, then you're so far beyond. Right, then it's not even going to get, Misa is not even going to give you a kapara. But either way, this is what was done. It was done in a valley right outside of Yerushalayim, near the Beis HaMikdash, near Ir David. Right, archaeologists even know, try to think exactly where it might be, in the valley of Gehi Ben Hinnom. But either way, Hashem says, this is what you do, I didn't command you to do this, it didn't even go up in my mind to do it. Rashi says, you know what that means? It's referring to the Akedah. Even in the Akedah, I knew that I wasn't going to let Avram kill his son. It was just about the test. It never went up in my mind. Or the Malbim says, you think I would appreciate this, I just didn't command it. No, Chas v'Shalom, it's the most metuah thing in the world. I'm not interested in having any child sacrifices. V'lachain. So says Hashem, this valley where they sacrifice their children, they're not going to call it Gay Ben Hinnom anymore. They'll kill a Gay Arega, the valley where they're all dead. The cover, Betovas Ben Makom, all their bodies will be strewn across the field. Lofa Shemayim Levemasa Aretz, Vein Acharin. Vishbati, and then adds in the Navi, Vishbati Me'ara Yehuda Mechutzos Yerushalayim. What's the emphasis here? No weddings, says the Malbim, because often after war, then all of the people who lost their spouses get together and start getting married again, marrying each other. Says the Malbim, it's not going to happen. There's going to be such desolation and such devastation, and they're all going to go into Galus, so they're not going to be able to rebuild at all. That's part of the curse. Ki lachar batia haaretz, we won't be able to rebuild. This is all part of the warning that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is giving the Am. Baruch Hashem, we learned a lot from this parak as we continue in Sefer Yirmiyahu.